Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren Frahill is here now. How's it going, Darren? What's big in the world of sport this morning?
Well, the big thing this morning, there's many big stories, Keane, but we're going to start with the League of Ireland. Very busy night. The bank holidays now have turned into a sort of a League of Ireland day, really, and action in the SSE Electricity Premier Division and the First Division as well. Shamrock Rovers continue to lead at the top. 3-0 winners away to Sligo Rovers. Looked very impressive. All three goals coming in the second half. So their lead at the top of the table is now 4 points because Derry suffered a setback in their title race. They went down 4-1 to an informed St Patrick's Athletic, and it's been a really tough couple of weeks for Derry City. They remain second, but only on goal difference. Pats joined them on level on points, but they're in third place. Their manager, Rory Higgins, says this was as bad a defeat as he has had since he took over as manager. Pretty strong stuff from him coming up. And he also apologised to the Derry City supporters when he spoke to Eric White.
Without a shadow of a doubt, the most gut-wrenching night since I've taken over anyway, that's for sure. Up until 1-0, there wasn't much in the game, we were fine. But from that moment on, we lost our composure, we lost our discipline. It's unacceptable, and over the last couple of years we've had a good defensive record, but we look fragile tonight, very, very fragile. This is an extremely difficult moment. It's a difficult night. You either lie under it or you come out fighting, and I hope that it's the latter.
It's a fifth defeat now of the season. You only lost six in total last year, and two of those came the last two games of the season when the league was over. Does that leave you with kind of very little wriggle room now between now and the end of the season?
It's a different season, to be fair. It's a different season. More teams are dropping more points. I hear what you're saying. More teams are dropping more points. Five defeats is not good enough, and I won't stand here and tell you any different. I take full responsibility. I'm in charge of the team. As a group, we all took responsibility. And, we had travelling fans coming down here in good numbers today and on Monday. People probably taking the day off work to come down here, and we done them a disservice tonight, and we apologise them, and it's gutted for them that they had to come down and witness that type of performance.
Yeah, Rory Higgins, he's always so honest in his interviews. Fourth place Bohemians lost 2-1 away to Cork City. They're beginning to find some good form as well, and that result actually sees them out of the bottom two for the first time since March. Significant victory for them. Shelburne, 3-2 winners against Drogheda. First win there for Shells in four. Dundalk beat UCD 4-1, and a significant night for Pat Hooban. Scored a hat-trick. He equaled Joey Donnelly's all-time scoring record with the club there. In the First Division, top of the table, Galway United overcame Finharp 6-0, and Waterford also put six past Kerry and managed to keep the clean sheet as well. Cove Rambers, 1-0 victors over Longford Town. Athlone, 3-1 winners against Bray, and it ended 1-1 between Treaty and Wexford. Now, it's been widely reported this morning that Celtic boss Ange Postecoglou has agreed to become the new Tottenham manager. Now, Tom English has been following his progress closely through his work with BBC Sport, and he has this assessment of what Spurs fans can expect from the Aussie.
Daniel Levy appointed Conte as a kind of quick fix, and he appointed Mourinho as a quick fix. Postecoglou isn't a quick fix, not down there. He was up here, but I don't think he's a quick fix down there. He's more of a Pochettino. He's more of a builder, more of a guy who'll gradually get the culture right, get the environment right, bring in the players, the style of play. That's what's missing at Spurs. There's no strategy at Spurs. And what we know about Postecoglou is that he loves a project.
Yeah, he certainly does. I love the energy he brings to it as well. The Premier League is getting a very good manager there. The times and venues for the Premier League quarterfinals of the Tailteann Cup have been confirmed. All matches on Saturday. Offaly will host Wexford at 4 in Tullamore. New York will be in Carlow at 5. Fermanagh host Laois at Brewster Park at 6. And then Down against Longford is at 7. Finally, defending champion Iga Swiatek is through to the last 8 of the French Open after her opponent Liesa Turenko retired after feeling ill. And next up for her, a meeting with Coco Gauff, a repeat of last year's final.